cosmos a little more. Let's see, we are looking at the starry sky, day and night, animated, and the reflections, the what I see here when I just sit looking eastwards and seeing all the constellations and the rotation and everything. I was see the wheel of time I would see the cosmos there, all these images and stories, and the sun there coming up, traveling across the sky and going down again, leading having a following afterwards with all these signs. There's Virgo, there's Scorpius, and you know, this wheel going and going. Something I was supposed to say, but I forgot. I just sit here quietly for a while, see if it comes to me. Yeah, I mean, they could record and study the cycles there, make drawings of movements. Connect them to events, regular events. Every year, and other events. And I mean, that's what the world then is. You have things going on down there on Earth, and then all that going on up there. And the sky. again, if you look at the world, including the starry sky that apparently rotates around up there, around that pole star, just with innocent eyes, so to speak, just how this all relates to your world, your life, what's going on here. That sky gets magic. And it doesn't matter whether we see it solar centric or geocentric or conscious centric. But it's probably better to just see it as it appears to us. Maybe you write images up there, see those stars, and draw a line from that star to that star to that star, comes up every night this time up there, when the sun is in that one. Which I guess you can deduct from looking at the opposite side. Then it's that time of the year, then you have to do this on your farm, then you have, you know, it's time for that. It might be that they just wrote the images, stories in there in the stars as a calendar of some sort. And you've got the seven sages there, the angels and the wise. Oh, and then we can make cool stories like and if you want to speculate, to go a little bit into novel writing mode. Maybe there is a macro microcosm thing going on here, and we are part of that rotating, the existence that is mirrored and reflected in itself. So yes, maybe we are simply existing in the spinal column of a cosmic being, and the little dots of light that are up in the sky are nadis, region leading into different abodes of different people. And we call gods or whatever. Oh. And here we are, the mortals, living in that funny part of the world where you are born in funny ways and live in funny ways and then die very quickly. And the others that we call the immortals looking down into this world with compassion, some try to help these mortals to become immortal, such as them, or others may come crawling up from even lower regions wanting to eat those mortals.